Unit 7. Business Negotiation.
商务谈判.
4. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Part 1. Listen to the short conversations only once. Choose the appropriate letters A through D to answer each question. 1. I was really worried about my presentation this morning.
But it turned out well, didn't it?
Question. What does the woman mean?
2. Would you like some beef?
No, thanks. I'm a vegetarian.
Question. What does the man mean?
3. Are you going to the group meeting tonight?
I can't, because I have another commitment.
Question. What does the woman mean? 4. Mr. Brown misread the bus schedule.
So he wasn't able to get there on time.
Question. What do they imply about Mr. Brown?
Part 2. Listen to the long conversation only once. Choose the appropriate letters A through D to answer each question. Mr. Wan, I've come for your offer on window curtains.
Ah, we received your letter stating your interest in our offer on window curtains.But as you didn't mention the required specifications and quantity, we were not able to make you an offer.
We've gone over your catalog and are interested in your article number 501. We are hoping to break into the market with your window curtains. Could you offer us 50 sets for a start?
Only 50 sets? That's too small a figure.
True, the quantity is small, but if we can do well with it,Substantial orders are sure to follow.
We understand this is merely a trial order to enable you to secure further orders, but the quantity is too small to cover the minimum freight. We'd like to suggest that you increase the quantity to 150 sets.
150 sets is too large a number for a trial, I'm afraid.
Otherwise, we have to adjust our unit price somewhat in the light of the minimum freight.
Well, there's something in what you say. Now, what's your most favorable quotation?
The price is $52.20 per set CIF San Francisco.
What are your terms of payment?
By confirmed, irrevocable letter of credit available by site draft.
Then could you tell me the earliest possible time of shipment?
Within 1 month after your LC reaches us.
Well, thank you for your offer. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Questions. 1. How many sets is the woman going to order for a start?
2. What product is the woman interested in?
3. How much per set does the man quote?
4. Which of the following will decide on the date of shipment?
Section B.Listen to a passage only once. Choose the appropriate letters, A to D, to answer each question.
It is easier to negotiate initial salary requirement, because once you're inside, the organizational constraints influence wage increases. One thing, however, is certain. Your chances of getting the raise you feel you deserve are less if you don't at least ask for it.Men tend to ask for more, and they get more. And this holds true with other resources, not just pay increases. Consider Beth's story. I did not get what I wanted when I did not ask for it. We had cubicle offices and window offices. I sat in the cubicles with several male colleagues. One by one, they were moved into window offices, while I remained in the cubicles.Several males who were hired after me also went to offices. One in particular told me he was next in line for an office and that it had been part of his negotiations for the job. I guess they thought me content to stay in the cubicles since I did not voice my option either way. It would be nice if we all received automatic pay increases equal to our merit. But nice isn't a quality attributed to most organizations.If you feel you deserve a significant raise in pay, you'll probably have to ask for it. Performance is your best bargaining condition. a sizable contract, for example, when you are seeking a raise. Go into the negotiations prepared to place your chips on the table at the appropriate time or just before merit pay decisions are being made. You are more likely to get the raise you want.
Questions. 1. According to the passage, what should one do before taking a job?
2. What can be inferred from Beth's story?
3. What should one do to get a pay raise?
4. What should one do in order to be successful in negotiations?